said we'd be home for Christmas, but I'm still here today. One more day. I went to see the first lieutenant. He said, shut up and wait. One more day. No word. Ooh, one more day. No word. One more day. We don't pick no more trees till the Union, okay? One more day. If they don't
is a song by a man called Todd Rundgren, and he is somewhat of a god amongst the prog people in this world, I think. That's my interpretation, at least. And where did I get this record? Well, this is from a double LP called Something / Anything? Question mark. And I bought this in Victoria in 2006 after my friend Tim bought the double cassette. Or maybe it was like a triple cassette, maybe? No, I think it was just double cassette version in San Diego, 2006. I went home for a little break there. And in my favorite record store in Victoria, BC, Canada, there was a copy of Todd Rundgren's Something Anything double LP, immaculate condition, $6.98. And that's when I bought it, and I was flirting with prog at the time, and I never really got into it. Although Todd Rundgren and my friend Greg had a very special relationship, and so I always wanted to give him a chance, but I don't know. This LP is as far as I really went. Now, of course, here we are reliving the past. And that's what I'm doing for this entire internet broadcast that you're listening to right now. This podcast, this downloadable MP3 file. This is a complete abridged record collection. A project. Let me just call it a project. I think that's what the internet is really about now. Where I am attempting to play one song from every record I own, per artist. Thank God. And right now, episode 34, I think it's episode 34, yeah, episode 34, we are sort of in the realm of records that I bought within the last 5 years that I never filed. Now, some of them are not filed because they were good, so I'd play them a lot, and some of them were not filed because I played them once, and then I just was like, oh man, all these records suck, and I just sort of put them somewhere, and haven't thought about them, haven't touched them since. And this is sort of one of them, Todd Rundgren there. Sorry about that. This next one, I don't think I've ever listened to, from about the same time in my purchasing history. This is a pretty beat-up copy. I think it's from the swap meet. The band is called Peter Stampfl and the Bottle Caps. The album, The People's Republic of Rock and Roll. But more importantly, the label, Homestead Records, 1989. Now, that's a golden time. That's when my favorite band, Beat Happening, released a split with the Screaming Trees on Homestead Records. So there you go. So I thought, gotta give this a try. Now, just off the top of my head, I've had a lot of enjoyment with records, buying random records, records I didn't know anything about that just looked good, and then I would buy them and they would change my life. Here is a record that I bought for a very specific, knowledgeable reason, because it came out the same era on the same label as a record that I already really liked. And I don't even know if I've ever listened to it. So maybe it is true. Maybe it is better to know less. Could that be true? Well, let's find out with a song called When Things Come True.
Seen it all, you're lost in space, 'cause then
track by the band called The Vells, Look My Way, from a 12-inch single on a major label. And but have you ever heard of The Vells? I have not. I never had. I never will have. And I bought this record simply because I knew nothing about it. It just looked rad. It's got a great cover. Great promotional photograph on the back. And you know what? I got to say, I like that song. I like that song quite a bit. This record also from about 2006. That's, of course, the time that I bought it. The time that it exists as an artifact is 1984. So there you go. Don't know where I got it. I'm going to say a swap meet as well. Possibly M Theory at the underneath the table at M Theory. And before that, a record by Pete Stampfel and the Bottle Caps, song called When the Things Come True, a record that I knew a lot about, or not that I knew a lot about it, but I used special knowledge to buy it. And I think I was setting myself up to hate it, but I actually thought it was a pretty cool record. I wonder what happened to those guys. I can relate more and more to those guys, a band that had moderate success and disappeared into the real world, ladies and gentlemen, the real world. Well, coming up next, another artifact from my personal 2006, this time also released in 2006. It's a split single, or split something, 45-inch to 45 RPM, 12-inch something or other, with the bands The Creeping Nobodies and Anagram, two Toronto bands, which I bought from The Creeping Nobodies on their tour. They played a show in San Diego, which I set up, that was poorly attended. Now, if San Diego, if these last 5 years are remembered for anything, particularly while going through my record collection, I think they will be remembered for the many poorly attended shows that I either set up or assisted, as they say in French, attended. And this was one of them. What can I say? A band that I really love, set up a show for them, nobody really came. What can I say? That's the story of my life. So, you know, and then I got to put them up in my house afterwards and be embarrassed and maybe buy a record off them just to make them feel better. I don't know if that worked or not, but let's see. Here's a song called Synchro Sanction. Track there by the Inca Babies, a British band from the 80s there. What year indeed? Not exactly sure, but I bought this one at a time when I picked up a whole bunch of British and European records from the swap meet. Yeah, you guessed it, 2006. What a year. We're really right in the middle of that year. Fairly terrible year, I've got to say. I think it was a bad year. Anyways, bought this record distributed by Cartel, British band from Manchester, so you know, you gotta give it a try. Pretty good. And before that, the Creeping Nobodies, Toronto's own, who incidentally started out as a fall cover band, and well, I think that was a pretty good little combination there of tracks. Totally by accident, because of course we're going through my record collection one record at a time. No ordering, no mixing, and no omitting. Everything is played. The worst of the worst, the best of the best. And nice to have those two tracks together. And I don't think I really, you know, waxed nostalgic enough about the Creeping Nobodies, because I told you how I bought the record from the show. The show was bad. But I've loved that band for many years before that particular moment. What a great band. I saw them in Toronto in the summer of 2002. Well, I guess no one else. I mean, I care. Yeah, you know. 2002. Let's get it straight. And, man, I just fell in love with that band. They had this first EP, sadly CD only, but I just want to go home and listen to it right now because it's going to just bring me back. I listened to it over and over again. Track 2, incredible, incredible song. And I just love that band. The people, they are what I want to be. They are everything I aspire to be. They are everything in music that I admire. Another moment of self-discovery in this journey through my own record collection. Journey to the past. I'm really enjoying escaping the present to the past here and learning about myself, and I hope you are too. Episode 34. Coming up next, a very cool record I got from the swap meet the same time I got this Inca Babies record, but different genre, different country, similar year, 1987. The band is called Trisomy 21. They're Belgian. Or no, they're actually French, I think. Yeah, French band from Lille. Playing a little French cold wave from 1987. Yeah, it's a truly a cold wave record. So get ready to feel relaxed and yet pumped up at the same time. Unfortunately, slight label damage on this record. Otherwise, I'd sell on eBay. You know, that's what we're talking about right here. That's what we're learning about me. legendary Belgian industrial goth band Agroom and a song called Umadoe. And a pretty amazing record that I bought, same stash as all these British 80s records I've been playing here in this episode 34 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection. Clearly, some guy who was super into like goth, electronic, ambient, instrumental music passed away or sold his collection, went bankrupt. Who knows what befell him. And somebody sold it all at the swap meet. And at the time, I bought maybe 30 records, 40 records, and I sold a bunch to M Theory. But I kept some, like this record, because they're rad. It was pretty good. Pretty good there. I enjoyed that. And before that, we heard the cold wave madness of Trisomy 21, French band or Belgian band. I can't, you know, they're basically the same anyways. They're from Lille, I think. A song called Jakarta. A little kind of cheesy, let's face it. It was pretty cheesy. Too long. But, you know, a document nonetheless, a document of my life. Rocking the Kobe swap meet 2006 because I had no friends. And trying to find the new me. Maybe the new me was 80s goth industrial. But I got to say, I do. Listening to that refreshes me. You know, it's so easy to think of the industrial music as being a bunch of just white power or white supremacist British weirdos, but with bad haircuts. But that was, you know, that was actually a pretty tasty track. Yeah, I said it. I'll say stupid things as much as I want because no one's really listening, except for me. 40 years from now, hello. Well, coming up next, this is another find. Around the same time, this is probably maybe a trade-in. It's a Tony OK record, America, and he was the guy that was in the Rakes Progress, this kind of like crazy psych band. But he went on to have a pretty lucrative solo career, and this is one of the records from that career. One of the earlier ones, though. We're going to listen to a track called... Oh, man, what track are we listening to? This has got a crazy back cover, by the way. We're listening to a track called Say Goodbye. Pretty straight-ahead pop stuff, but with a touch of madness.
Goodbye. Save yourself, baby.
the band Mountain with a song, their best known song, Mississippi Queen, a live version there from their, I don't know, third LP or something, called Flowers of Evil from 1971. Man, we're still, I gotta say, in terms of learning about me, we're still in 2006. I'm still at the swap meet. I just had no friends, so I was going there a lot. I had no car. It was close to my house. I could walk there, bike there, take the bus. I don't know. And in a way, these records really symbolize the death of my adventurousness, because these are the records that I bought in an exploratory mood and filed away in this little corner of my record shelves that we're exploring now, where I really didn't listen to these records all that often. They didn't really have any meaningful impact on me. So, in a sense, we're exploring the lost me, the me of 2006, hopeful, but with fear in my eyes. I don't know, new place. Jeez. It's grim to think about, ladies and gentlemen. It's grim to think about. Well, things can only get better. Episode 34 coming to an end here with Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Yeah, a record I got, same place. Again, me trying to reach out, this time not to the origins of heavy metal, not to Belgian cold wave, not to the goth industrial world, but to the about-to-break world of world music. Yes, these were the days when it was just happening, about to happen, People were almost tired of guitars. And it sort of happened, but not really. Well, here's the guys. When you're from the West and you need someone from somewhere else, you talk to these guys. And a song called How Long from their Shaka Zulu record. Episode 34, coming to an end. More to come, though, of course. More me forever.
How long, baby? How long could I wait for you? How long, baby? How long, baby? How long, baby? How long, baby? How long should I wait for you? How long, baby? Sing. How long, baby? How long, baby? How long, baby? How long should I wait for you? Oh, number one is ready, go. Number two is ready, go. Number three is ready, calling. How long should I wait for you? Oh, number one is ready, go. Number two is ready, go. Number three is ready, calling. How long should I wait for you? Rumba, 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 rumba.
Stay away from me.
Rumba, rumba, rumba.
I don't know why. I don't know why you stay away from me. Stay away from me. Oh, please. You stay away from me. You stay away from me. I don't know why. I don't know why you stay away from me. Stay away from me. Oh, mommy. Mommy. You keep worrying me. I don't know why. I don't know why you keep on worrying. Keep on worrying. Oh, mommy. You keep on worrying me. I don't know why. I don't know why you keep on worrying. Keep on worrying. Oh, please. You stay away from me. I don't know why you stay away from me. Stay away from me. Oh, mommy, blues. You stay away from me. You stay away from me. I don't know why. I don't know why you stay away from me. Stay away from me. Oh, mommy. You keep on worrying me. I don't know why you keep on worrying me. qui comprend en plus you stay away from me I don't know why you stay away from me stay away from me.